877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today on this Tuesday, October 8th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Brian from Sheboygan, I hope you don't mind me sharing this information because your story absolutely touched my heart, number one. And number two, people, if somebody like Brian, going through what he's going through, dealing with what he's dealing with, takes the time to text me. And we have several text messages back and forth over the last month and a half. No, actually 2 months. This goes back to August 2nd. Thank you for all the information. My name is Brian from Sheboygan. I'm one of the people that lost the bakery in Sheboygan because of the lockdowns, everything that we went through. I got the COVID vaccination shot, which was stupid of me because now I've got stage 4 cancer. I was healthy before that, so my life has been turned upside down, and because of all this. But I thank you for the information. I responded. I prayed for him. I wished him well. He then wanted me to mail out rear window stickers and business cards. So I mailed them to him. And I asked him to do his best while I was dealing with the cancer to get them out for us. He said, I will. Thank you for everything you do for our area. He shared information with 42 people. Then today, on today's show, he texted me. When I put the plea out before the end of hour two to ask people to text me PAGS and 10X. Well, at 10:55, he texted me PAGS, and then at 10:57, right before the end of the show wrapped up for the second hour, he texted me 10X. During the break, at 11:02, he texted me, and he said, sorry it took me so long to send these two text messages to you to get the video and the link to the website. I just got out of surgery for my stage 4 cancer, but I'm out and ready to do whatever I can. Again, this is Brian from Sheboygan. I responded, I hope the surgery went well. Well, I sent him the PAGS video, and then I sent him Lance Griffin's text message regarding the 10xvotes.com website. Folks, do you understand what's going on here? This is a guy who lost his bakery during the lockdowns. I don't know if he owned it or if he worked there. I think he owned it, but I'm not sure. Because he took the vaccine, he believes, because prior to that he was healthy, now he had stage 4 cancer and had to go through surgery. But he just got out. He says right here, I just got out of my surgery for stage 4 cancer, but I'm out and ready to do whatever I can. Brian, dude, you are a patriot. You're an absolute saint, brother. I pray for you. I hope the surgery got all the cancer out of your body. I hope you don't have to take chemo. You don't have to go through any more radiation, whatever you've been going through subjecting your body to even more poisons. I pray that you are 100% healed, restored to God's greatest glory for you. But here he is, listening to the show, asking me for the PAGS video and the website 10xvotes.com. Stage 4 cancer survivor. Now, if Brian, dealing with all this, can text me PAGS and text me 10X, why can't you? Brian, you touched me, man. Dude, you have no idea. Thanks me for everything I do. In the middle of all this going on in his life right now. God bless you, man. That's all I can say. And I hope you fully recover, you're restored, and you don't have to deal with this crap anymore. I pray for the people who took the vaccine, waiting to hear and find out from other people that I know took it. The morning show talk show host, Steve Gruber, that we used to have on the station, he took it. We'll find out what's going on with him and his life as he moves forward, and many, many others. If you took the vaccine and you developed some kind of reaction to it, let me know. Clayton in Pickford says, send Brian Missy's number and information. Jeff, listener in Sheboygan. Yes, Brian is a true patriot and my good friend. Pray for him that he's fully restored. Cliff Tellini, is this Chef Brian? No. He said, we will be praying for him, whoever he is. This is Chef Brian, is a cook on Mackinac Island. Also, he sent his resume to Ian Murphy at the Iron Pig. I tried to put them two together. This is Brian from Sheboygan. He spells it different with an I, and he owned the bakery. Somebody going through all this in their life, listening to the show, hasn't been able to listen in for a while, whatever, gets out of stage 4 cancer surgery and texts me PAGS and 10X. And you haven't yet. Many of you have, but some of you haven't. I know because I store you guys in my phone. So I have a record of who I communicate with the show. If I'm ever called into court or whatever, I can actually pull up your text message. Say, this is what I said on the show, because I repeat a lot of what you texted me. I don't have a call screener. This is an interactive show. This is the way we choose to operate. So, moving forward, we are going to deal with this together. Brian will get through it. We pray for Brian's complete restoration, his health. Pray the surgery got it all, and he's going to be restored. Let's get him back on his feet. Let's get him back into the fight. One story I want to get into today's show, and this is getting to be very repetitive. This is starting to happen more and more. Campaigns are screwing up. Again, I want you to look at campaign signs. If you're able to pull over to the side of the road, I want you to take a picture of campaign signs and see whether or not they have paid for by disclaimers on them. If they don't, I especially want those pictures texted to me. You pull over to the side of the road, you look at a campaign sign, it doesn't have a paid for by disclaimer on it, take a picture of it and send it to me. Well, one of the races I've talked about this morning is the 103rd State House seat. The incumbent communist Betsy Cofia very closely defeated Jack O'Malley, the Republican. Now Jack has moved, I believe, over to the Alpena area is doing a show on a local radio station over there. The seat flipped. First time a Democrat had been in that seat forever. Well, Betsy Kofia, Republican state representative from Traverse City, is campaigning on keeping D.C. politics out of Lansing, quote unquote. After her Republican challenger, Lisa Trombley, mistakenly referred to the district as Northern Virginia instead of Northern Michigan in a live debate last week. It's clearly an emotional issue. You see road signs for and against this. Trombley said when giving her answer to the Line 5 pipeline shutdown. You've seen the signs, shut down Line 5. In Traverse City, they're everywhere. Why? Because they're liberal, progressive communists that support Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Attorney General Dana Nessel's fight against Enbridge. The issue came up during a live debate. Well, she went on to say, when giving the answer to the Line 5 pipeline shut down Line 5 signs question, Line 5 is critical to families up here in Northern Virginia, or in, excuse me, Northern Michigan. I've lived for too many years in Northern Virginia. Trombley grew up in Michigan. She was born in Detroit. She grew up in the Holland area, attending school, and then worked in the Ann Arbor area before moving to Virginia as an adult to work. I spent my summer vacations here with my son and his father. My son actually thinks he's a Michigan kid, even though he was born and raised in Virginia, Trombley said. Trombley retired and moved to Traverse City after spending 30 years in the D.C. area living in Virginia. Now, she is the Grand Traverse County Republican Party's chair, is involved in Impact 100 TC, 20 Fathoms, Newcomers Club, and the Old Mission Woman's Club. And Kofia pounced on it. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Such a simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K through 12 students spend nearly 15% of their precious lives in school for 13 years. Schools are the first shift helping build America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On election day, school boards may be at the bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
On November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque County Republican Committee.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. While Betsy Kofia, the Democrat, pounced on this slip up by Lisa Trombley, the Republican, during a live debate, Kofia's criticism was that during the debate, her opponent, Lisa Trombley, gave answers that were basically overgeneralized, make America great again rhetoric. And talking points that we've heard coming out of D.C. politics for years. Again, because she said Northern Virginia versus Northern Michigan. Living in Virginia, working in D.C. for 30 years. She sent out an email asking the recipients to share the recap of the debate, especially with undecided or voters that they don't know whether they're Republicans or Democrats, so that they can make, quote, an informed choice. So she pounced on it, and it's out there. Wouldn't be surprised to see it in some TV commercials here over the next 4 weeks from today before the November 5th election. Now, this is national headlines of people coming to Northern Michigan. U.S. Senator, the socialist communist Bernie Sanders, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer are heading to the UP in the coming days to assist in the reelection prospects of the freshman first-termer Jen Hill, Democrat from Marquette in the 109th House District. This race is extremely competitive because the Republican who won the primary is the former weatherman, Carl Bonack. Bernie Sanders, will be at the Northern Center Grand Ballroom in Northern Michigan University in Marquette this coming Sunday. On Thursday, Whitmer will be with Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist on Northern Michigan University's campus to, quote, boost Jen Hill for state rep. End quote. You know, get your COVID vaccine, get your booster shots. Well, they're there to boost Jen Hill for state rep, according to a flyer. That Governor Gretchen Whitmer's own PAC, Fight Like Hell PAC, Political Action Committee, that's the name of it, labeled the event as Grilling with Gretchen. Evidently, they're going to be doing some grilling there, hoping the kids at the university will come to get the free eats and get out the vote for the Democrat Jen Hill to defeat the Republican. Visits come days after House Speaker Democrat Joe Tate from Detroit was also in the Upper Peninsula, meeting with key stakeholders from the Marquette area. Democrats are getting extremely nervous about the 109th, as sources tell MERS News Service that the internal polling that's going on right now shows the Republican, the weatherman, Carl Bonack, is up against Jen Hill. If the Republicans flip that seat in the 109th House District in Marquette area, that would be huge. Why? Because that race, folks, wasn't even on the radar to be flipped from Democrat to Republican. Not even close. That's number one. Number two, if the Republican can defeat the Democrat up in the UP there in Marquette, it's a sign that the election is trending Republican across the board, across the state. So other Republican House candidates, for example, Tommy Brand running in the 83rd district and Ron Robinson running in the 58th, running nearly identical 15-second TV ads that they will fight for the health care women deserve and increase access to birth control, prenatal care, and other services to reduce the number of unexpected pregnancies. Why are these Republican candidates doing that? Because the Democrats have made an abortion an issue for this election. Polling in the 83rd in the 58th House District is proving that if the Republicans can appear to be somewhat sympathetic towards women's health care, increase access to birth control, prenatal care, and other services to reduce the number of unexpected pregnancies, which makes sense, they could flip those seats. Again, those seats weren't even on the radar. When I analyzed the race, when I looked at the entire state, the 110 House seats, I predicted 58-52. The Republicans taking back the majority. If these other races prove to be successful, that number could even go higher. And Whitmer and Bernie Sanders are going to go to Marquette. Are you kidding me? This is getting very, very, very interesting, folks, with 4 weeks to go from today. November 5th is Election Day. Again, if you haven't texted me PAGS, please do so. Also, text me 10X. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-